You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Hi, everybody. All right, so I'm trying this thing. I've been working on this thing all day on trying to get it so you guys can see when Reinhold talks inside of Discord, and it will click on and click out, and I can't get it to work. It doesn't really work all the way for me, so I ain't going to use it. I'm going to turn it off, which sucks. I really wish this would work better, but I can't get it. There's something I'm messing up. I'm not an OBS expert. It's not what I do, but that's what we're working on. See that? Yeah, it's kind of cool. So, like, we'll tell everybody, like, who's talking to the Discord chat. You know, I saw it on a stream, so I figured, man, that's pretty cool. Might as well copy that. So, but anyways, woohoo, we just got to read. That went really quick. That went really, really quick. I did not get to see that to bring up my dashboard. See if it'll tell me the who resubbed.
It was me.
Was you? Oh, Reinhold, thanks for 3 month resub. Woo! My first 3 month subscriber. It's Reinhold, thank you. Yeah. So we got our first 3 month subscriber. Speaking of, like, the person joined me in the chat, and we've got Reinhold. Reinhold, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
All right, so some of the people who follow me on the FaceTubes or Face Beef or whatever you want to call it, noticed my post and said, oops. What happened was, you ever build something and it's not broken? It's perfectly fine. What you did is perfectly fine. It works. It's perfect. It's perfect good. But you always look at it and go, I can do this better. And not only could I do this better, I can do something else to it. Well, I thought I could put the Friendica and my WordPress server on the same thing. I was wrong. Well, you probably can, but I did it wrong, and I broke both. So my WordPress site is down, and so is my BBS site and and the Friendica server is down, which I was going to introduce, which I was going to do most of the show was going to be on Friendica, but I kind of beefed it. Granted, I could rebuild it here live on air, but I've watched way too many DevCon talks to watch things fail live on stage, and I'm not going to do that. Maybe we should do that one day. Let's do a DevCon, watch a DevCon like talk here on the stream. That'd be fun to watch. Yeah. So, but anyways, all right.
We could do a rabbit thing.
Ooh, yeah. We could do the rabbit. We could do a rabbit. So, like, that's another thing, like, I'm doing Monday night rabbits and sit around and, like, watch stuff together, you know, on, like, Monday nights. I think that'd be a lot of different fun, especially for, like, the, you know, just Discord people or just get, or help people watch through a show, you know, like, hopefully Ryan will help me, yeah, can get me to hate watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or maybe do it as goals, like, if we get the We Are Libertarians YouTube page to 1,000 subscribers, I'll watch 5 episodes of season 2 Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If we get to 2,000, I'll watch to all the way up to season 4. There, I said it. Said it. But only if we get subscribers on the YouTube page that I have no control over. Well, okay, I do have control of the YouTube page, but I don't post anything there, so haha.
I have a little coding to do, then, is what you're saying.
Oh, real subscribers. Real. I don't want any of them Tad Western Turkish subscribers. Nobody wants those.
Well, you know, sock puppets.
No, he's just very big in Turkey. All right, but other than that, we're going to re-go over some things that we've done in past episodes of Low-Key Wall. We're going to talk about going dark or anything else you guys want to bring up, but those are the things that we have planned for this show. Like I said, if you want to get into the jump into the conversation, you want to get into the Discord, you're more happy to jump in and jump in the room, have conversations with us. If you want to go in, it's not as elegant as a call-in line on the big show, but you know, we do it just the same. It's a lot of fun. You can go ahead and jump in our Discord. But, all right, so the first thing we're going to bring up is, just like we were talking about the guns In the last episode, we did the a lot of the gun debate. The now this gun crap, like gun control videos, and we kind of like dissected them and just took them apart, just ripped them new ones. But there's other things out there on the horizon, which I feel that some people really need to take a look at. Vice, on the YouTube page, published this in December 14th, 2016. They did an article on the Canadian gun law. Well, not article, but one of those video doc article things, which, hey, I'd make blog posts. I probably do more blog posts now that I've got, I feel like, more apps to do it. Because I've got access to the We Are Libertarians YouTube page to do something like... Oh, getting a host. Thanks, Brian Hole TV, for the host. Ooh, we got a host. I feel more apps to do video vlogs, you know, instead of like going out, typing up. I'm not a huge... Only time I like to write fiction. When I write fiction, you know. It's more fun. I have more fun writing fiction because I like reading the story myself. But anyways, so what I wanted to go to is show this, click on this thing here, and for some reason that doesn't want to come through. Ah, there it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Cool. All right, so, it's really cool. It's the, this whole thing is about the freaking Canadian gun law, which, the gun laws, which going through this whole 22-minute video on the advice put out, you find out that, one, spoiler alert, the Canadian gun laws would not have prevented any of the mass shootings that happened here in the United States, because either they have a similar law which prevents that, or the law is toothless. Like, there's a toothless law that they have that you cannot combine ammo and gun unless you're on the range in Canada. Okay, that's... Wow, way to make people defenseless, or making a gun just become a stick. Second of all, hey, most of these criminals, these mass shooter criminals, are just going to put bullets and guns to use anyways, and so that's not preventing them either. Then there's the whole background check thing, which most of the mass shooters pass their background check, or they get it from someone who also passed their background check. The waiting list thing, but most mass shooters don't just go out and buy their gun that day and then go do their mass shooting. They bought it months prior, and they go do their shooting. So that also doesn't block it. Then they get a thing where they constantly keep searching your background for if you have violated like any laws till they can... Because they keep a gun registry, so basically the main reason why they want a gun registry, so if they feel like you've broken a law or something like that, they will just come and get your guns arbitrarily. It's just going to be, they constantly keep checking your background payment. Which, you know, some people will say, hey, this is a good thing. This is a good option. Why doesn't America do something like this? One, it's gross to my person, and I already got my gun, too. You don't even know who has a gun, who doesn't have a gun. The other thing is what statistically you can find out through the FBI statistics, is you find out that concealed carry weapon permits are less likely to commit felonies. There's actually statistically less to commit felonies than police officers. So most people who have CCWs are more quote-unquote law-abiding. Oh, we just got a new follow. For some reason, the Twitch thing is not updating all the way for me. Oh, Munkalove, thank you. Thank you for the follow. Is that Munkalove? Munkalove? I'm going to go with Munkalove. Let's go with Munkalove.
It's Munkalove, but go with how you want to go.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, because I think I know who the person is in Discord. So.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Munkalove. Thanks for the follow. Hang on. Well, hey, that means, we're really close to hitting our unfollow goal right now. I think I'm really close. What are we at? Alright, yeah, we're only two away. We're only two away of hitting our follower goal. Yes! Thank you. We're only two away, guys. That is amazing. Let's see here. Alright, so back to the video. And then they'll go through the background check and they'll show them, like, granted, she doesn't buy a semi-auto, she buys a lever, she buys a lever action, but, you know, she learns the difference between lever action. The other thing that the Canadian gun laws is they make you go through a course that teaches you how to load a gun. Unload a gun safely, properly, and basically all the safety actions that goes with handling a gun. what she also does for the video is that she goes to this course and she takes a test and she passes the test and she tells them, hey, she got a 94% on passing the test and she never read the book. I was like, well, you got a good teacher. Well, it just shows you that most gun safety is common sense and most people can just run. And as long as you've got a very safe trained person to run you through on how to be safe with this dangerous weapon, you're fine. So, yeah. So a lot of the security going through is like basically, it is complete basic security theater just to make one, A, make you feel safe on what you, on what someone's doing, or just to, you know, bog down the rules just to make it. And then she gets to the United States and there's some things they conflate, and when they get to the United States, but the thing is, when they talk about the low gun laws and stuff like that inside of Canada, like, well, we got low crime. I was like, but hey, if we're honest, Canada's neighbor is United States, a place where crime was already low. You know, that's its that's his budding up neighbor. It's the United States. I'd have low crime too if I had a country that butted up against the United States too, if I had a country doing that.
Well, most of the crime in the United States is it's low crime in most of the United States. There's certain areas that there's high crime.
Right. But in high population areas where people are stacked up on top of each other.
In some high population areas, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, New York has gotten a lot safer recently, which is surprising.
All right, a couple of things that's the reason why New York has gotten safer. It's a multi-layer burrito layer thing, I think. But the majority, like the big, thick bean layer stuff, is one, they turn the street lights back on. It's one thing Indiana hasn't done much of, is put better street lights on. Yeah, they turn the street lights on. Shocking! No one wants to commit crime over 400,000 luminas. Second thing they've done is to outprice knuckleheads and criminals. They've made it very expensive to be inside New York City, so they've moved the poor people out. Yep.
Yeah, they're gentrifying all the bad places, right? I mean, yes. Like Brooklyn's now becoming very upscale.
Kick out the poor normies.
And Harlem too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easier, you know. You can make any very low crime by just raising the cost to live there. They're gonna move,
and it is butt up against, you know, New Jersey, so that helped.
Force them all to live in New Jersey. But you know, that's interesting. So it's like, oh, look how low crime Canada is. Yeah, but where you're butted up to the United States, like Buffalo, it's kind of low crime in Buffalo and Maine, and you know. So like, I think the closest thing you've got to crime city is Detroit, but there's a freaking lake in the way.
there's a statistic I thought was that like 80% of Canada lives within 10 miles of the U.S. border.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. And their major cities are close to our major cities. Well, not ours as Iowa major cities, ours as in the United States. Sorry to be so possessive.
Yeah, nationals. I mean, I've gone to Detroit and driven over into Canada, you know, did some gambling, had some fun up there, then drove back. It's not that hard. It's not that far, right? Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. It's like you can go to Boston up to Quebec very easily, and you can, same thing, you can go from New York City up into, what is that, Toronto? Very easily, too. It's a quick jaunt up there.
Niagara.
Yeah. It takes you up there to Canada, you know? And then you have long stretches of BFE where most people don't live, and they control where people live anyways, because if they feel like the area is too remote, they make you move. Ah, this is too remote. You can't live here. And if you don't, and you think I'm talking out of my butt about that, there's a whole series that Vice did on abandoned. They were talking about abandoned towns. They moved people out of abandoned towns up there. So Toronto would be Buffalo. New York City is about 68 hours to Toronto. Yeah, so that's like nothing. That's like driving from here to Philly, though. That's nothing. That's a nothing drive. Thanks, I Love Firearms. But yeah, so like it's. The other thing with this gun thing is, like, you've got to get a friend to sponsor you to get a gun permit, to be able to get a gun in Canada, which, I don't know about you, I can easily find three people that says I should get a gun, because they will also want guns, they want to sponsor too, so that's complete. So it's like, you know, BS. It's like, oh, you got to get three references. It's like, and they actually had, like, and the sucky thing is about it, she's trying to do this for this article, and you could tell, like, she probably had to talk to her friend off of the camera because her friend goes, I think this is dangerous. I don't think you should have a gun. I was like, what? What? How can you tell me if I should get a gun or not? You know, it's, you know, I think the other person that should tell me that I should get a gun, if I want a gun, is my own personal and my own personal experiences. Okay. It's my right to have one.
Right. Well, I think in Indianapolis, to get a carry permit, you had to go in front of the sheriff and show need or cause to get one, right? And they had to.
Did they?
Well, I know a friend, a coworker of mine was getting harassed, and he decided he wanted to get a gun to defend himself because some ex-coworker was being a little bit crazy, so and stalking. So he had to, and he was a big liberal and was not for guns and everything else, but he was just like, I'm scared for my life. I want to get a gun to protect me and my family. Mm-hmm. And so he went to get one. So it's interesting how someone who is very much liberal, very much against guns, will turn the minute that they are confronted with that reality that most people thankfully don't have to deal with.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is like a lot of these people, they talk about it, they just don't think about it. Like, I don't think about my safety, or they don't have to think about that reality because they either live in a very, like, in a city that is completely safe, or a city where there's cops everywhere, right? So they don't have to think about it. But if you live in, you know, an area where you have to think about it, like, it's on your mind, you know? You think about this. You know, it's part of your daily life to, like, I'm going to go outside my house. All right, what gun do I bring with me? What gun do I feel like concealed carrying today? You know? Now, like, I'm not saying that Indianapolis is some massive, dangerous city, but stuff happens, you know?
There's areas. There's areas that are a little more dangerous than others.
Yeah, and the main thing I do is, like, I mostly carry my gun just for, like, road rage people because people are crazy. They can get cray-cray, especially when not driving. I've never seen so many more crazy people just from driving, and it's like, Harry, what are you doing? It's like, hey, I'm driving, I stay in my lane, I use turn signals. But some people, no matter what, they, for some reason, they just flip out for no apparent reason. I had a guy, when I was on my motorcycle, he just zips in front of me, gets right in front of me, and just slams on their brakes. Looks out the window. Once we come to a complete stop, I just started riding that month. I was like a month into riding and had to lock up the back tire and slide the thing to a stop. You know, barely able to do that. I almost fell off my bike. And the guy just gets out of the thick car, flips me off, and drives off. I was like, I've done nothing but stay in my lane. I've stayed in one lane and I've driven. You know? Yeah.
Just got. And what about the story that happened just today where, what is it, 12 people got killed on the south side of Chicago in gang retaliation war, basically?
What?
And yeah, there was a big shootout in south side Chicago for a hit at a restaurant, and there was retaliation for it, and there was like 12 people dead now. And I don't see it on CNN. I don't see anybody talking about it because nobody cares about Chicago and what's going on there.
Yeah, Chicago.
Does not fit the narrative.
Yeah, it doesn't. Chicago won't fit the narrative. I've got some chat. Jackie Zombie, I got road rage bad with my kids. They stalk you down at the next light. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, that's what really scares me. It's just like, I've got the kid, you know, that, you know, someone just comes to a light. Like, I literally had someone come follow me one time into, like, my neighborhood. I noticed they were following me around. You know, if I didn't have my daughter, I probably just pulled in my own driveway and was like, let's go. But, you know, I was concerned, so I pulled into the local church that's sitting there down the street from my house, you know, and he follows me into the church parking lot and, like, throws his hands up and yells at me. And, you know, and you're just, hey, Wicked Kinder, what's up? Hey, thanks for the sub. Was it your second month sub, right? Thank you, Wicked Kinder. Woo! Oof. I should probably get a sub goal now. I should probably get a sub goal up there, like a 5. That's your sub goal for the month, and do something cool. Maybe I'll play a game or something like that. Or I'll put some challenge up, like, we get our sub goal, and I'll let you guys, like, make me watch a movie or something. Like, this is the movie we've been watching, The Rabbit. Let you request and vote for an awful movie or something. Of course, then I'll probably turn it into too much Mystery Science 3 or 3000. But yeah, people with road rage are ridiculous, you know? And that's what's, I'm sorry, like, when, like, and especially when you go into Chicago, I hate going to Illinois, Because Illinois, is it Illinois? I think it's the one place state that's next door to us that does not have reciprocity with Indiana's concealed carry permit. I could go to Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky. I cannot go the other direction into Illinois. I'm not saying I won't. And I'm also saying that if you see me in Illinois, don't think I'm unarmed. Because I always follow the rule. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 8.
Yeah, and the funny part is, too, is that they also then complain that the reason why there's so many guns in Chicago is because it's easy to go to Gary and other places in Indiana and get guns. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, why doesn't Indiana have all those problems?
Well, the other thing,
to get guns. It's not the access to the guns, it's a problem.
I'm going to need at least 20 subs to make me go to a public Wi-Fi hotspot and log into Facebook. Well, no, actually, no, I'll do that for like 10. Use my VPN. Anyways, yeah. But the other thing is, you cannot buy a gun in Indiana with a Illinois driver's license. You can't. You can't. You can't. It's against the law. It has to go to an FFL dealer in Illinois first. And if they sell you that gun, it has to go somewhere it is legal. Like, I can go to New Hampshire, buy a gun, but that gun will have to go to Indiana first. Whoa. Hold on. Most of the guns that were, they found a very small amount of guns in Chicago. Jackie Zombie said the Chicago guns were traced to gun shops in Indiana and in Illinois. But yeah, when they traced the guns back, they found them to be in gun shops throughout Illinois, not Indiana. They found some in Indiana and some in Wisconsin, some other states, but majority of these guns came from Illinois itself, the south side of Illinois. So,
well, I heard a crazy statistic not too long ago. The number of guns stolen or lost by police in a year. How much do you think that is?
Less than 1%. Who loses a gun?
Over 100,000.
Jesus.
Across the United States. How? Now, some of them suspect that some of the cops are selling those guns in order to make a little bit extra money. You know, like they got a new gun, they had an old gun, they said, oh, I'll just sell this one or whatever off the side. Mm-hmm. But then the report is reported lost or whatever, stolen. Other cops are just careless with them. And I guess, you know, if you're going to look for, I want to go steal a gun from someone, where are you going to try and steal it from? You're going to try and steal it from a policeman who's left it in his car. It hasn't locked it appropriately or whatever, right? So that's what's happening there.
Well, everyone talks about like the report of the cop who has left their gun like in the bathroom sink. You know, see, cop leaves gun in, yeah, cop leaves gun in bathroom. You didn't hear about this? Oh, sorry, it's an air marshal. Yeah. Remember, switch it back to the screen real quick. I want to go back to Windows 8 so bad. Anyways, yeah. So yeah. School resource officer leaves gun in faculty restroom. There's that one. There's hold on. There's a lot of them. Like, Capitol cops leave gun in bathroom stall. It's like, to me, like, every time someone tells me how bad some people are guns, it's like, man, a lot of these things are cops, man, for some reason. And it's not that, like, I think, like, cops, like, a lot of them are incompetent. It's just more of a, you know, they just... There's so many of them. And they also, what consequence did that cop really face? I bet he got suspended, maybe? Slap on the wrist, maybe? You know? Because he's got a union to protect him. He's perfectly fine. Insulated from all that. Yeah. Oh, look at those blue eyes.
Well, that's the other thing. There was a story recently about a guy who, a couple cops that beat up a guy and they got fired, which was surprising to me, the fact that they actually got fired and didn't get protected by the union. That never happened.
Yeah. Wicked Hunter pointed out that I bet those gun belts are a pain when taking a deuce. That's the other thing, yeah. I'll give you that, because they have to do walk around those ungodly gun belts. You could tell, like, this gun belt was built like some, like, that Soviet area crap looking gun belt. It's like, that looks
good. But an air marshal has got a shoulder, you know.
Hey, how we doing today?
Everybody? He doesn't have a waist thing.
What? The air marshal doesn't?
Yeah, he's got it in his jacket, you know, as a pole. He's not carried in a belt. Because that's supposed to be hidden. They're not supposed to have it, you know, visible. Mm. A lot of the air marshals are supposed to be undercover anyway.
Oh, look like we got some new people. Yeah. We got some people that jumped into the voice chat. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Going good. How are you?
Hey, boss. How you doing? I'd like to start by introducing myself. I'm Otis. It's nice to meet you guys.
Hi, Otis.
Yo, what's up, Otis?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Think I hit a spike? Damn, that spike.
On the stream?
Oh. Like, Otis, like, I generally just cut out. I couldn't hear anyone for a second.
I hear you fine, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you fine, too.
Okay. All right. It just seemed like everything just kind of blacked out. All right. Anyway, so they got these guns. They're going around their gun belts all the time. So, yeah, going to the bathroom with a gun belt, it's got to be freaking uncomfortable whether you got to conceal it or where you've got the gun. It's got to freaking suck to begin with. So, I give them that.
Well,
Hello?
Yo, Otis, what were you saying about the gun belt?
I didn't say nothing. I'm sorry if anybody got distracted.
About the gun belt in the restroom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't say anything.
Okay.
That might have been my dog.
Can we get your stance on this whole discussion?
Sorry, I'm just having a little problem with my computer. Just give me a minute.
All right.
Okay. All right. It's okay. All right. The other thing I want to bring it back up is we talked about the Salisbury poisoning a few weeks ago here on Loki Wall when the in UK there was an ex KGB intelligence officer that defected to MI6 and it was living in the sleepy town of Salisbury inside the UK, and he was poisoned by what they said at the time to be a nerve agent, and the prime minister and everyone in the UK just believes this nerve agent came from Russia, and it's because of something that Russia would do comes with the other attack, and they feel like this is a chemical weapons attack on UK soil in Europe, and it's, you know, it's from Russia. Russia's doing this thing to do something. So we got another report from it, and it seems like more things are happening from it. So let's see if we can get this thing to boot up, and we'll go over this article. But yeah, and it's a little more of this more Russia stuff, but coming from different angles. You know, we just kind of go like, hey, if you got to deal with Russian hackers or like Russian poisoning people, you know. They could probably deal with the Russian, you know, the faux Russian hacker trolls.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yep.
What about that guy? There's this guy that keeps saying the whole Russia thing is fake news. It's a big story made up by the Democrats to, you know, because of an excuse of losing the election. I've heard that a lot from a lot of people who say that. So I don't know. I don't really believe in Russia myself personally.
I've got a bunch of followers there. The thing is, there was several different people in the Democrats like to blame like Russia for like losing the election, but when you really go down to the hard facts of it, it was just a bunch of Russian.
Bless you. Bless you.
What was it? The Russian bot trolls. Which if Russian bot trolls is like that can sway your election was crap in to begin with. The other thing is when it comes down to it, like, ooh, some Russian people would possibly attach to Kremlin bought what less than $10 million worth of like Facebook ads, which, you know, BFD, that doesn't do anything anyway. So, you know, Hillary Clinton spent more money discrediting Gary Johnson than, so, you know.
It's probably like $46,000 in Facebook ads.
Not even to the six-figure aspect that they're trying to say that.
Those are some big numbers.
Nah, it's not that big.
Hey, what do you guys think about the YouTube office shooting, huh?
Not talking about that because not everything has been disclosed, and so everything's kind of more like
out there. It's better off that way, huh?
Yep. Might as well just, well, that's just the thing is, like, when it comes to, like, articles, like, things that are like that, they're still discovering things, so it's more of a, just sit on the information and wait till everything gets concrete.
We don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Come on. It was kind of like the Las Vegas. Talk about it. It's kind of like the Las Vegas shooting, because they're still releasing things out from about it, and then you find out that the Las Vegas Police Department is still sitting on, like, thousands of videos.
I'm actually still finding out details about the Columbine shooting, so I'm actually not talking about that one. That's kind of, like, the most recent one that I'm kind of getting up to speed on.
Okay.
Well, she was wearing a headscarf, the YouTube shooter, wasn't she?
I don't know about that. Yeah, like probably. Like I said, we don't know anything about that. There's just information that are out there.
All right. I'll give you the satisfaction of not talking about that. But
jihad, that's probably what it is. It's what it always is.
I doubt that. We don't know. And like you said, we don't know. All right, guys, we don't know. We don't know.
Guys, we really shouldn't be talking about it, like I said.
Hey, anyways. All right. Sorry about that. My bad.
All right. So we're going to go to talk about the
Let me just say one thing about it, though. I am sending my thoughts and prayers to the victims of the tragedy.
Thank you. All right. So anyway, back to the Salisbury poisoning. UK experts cannot prove Novichok nerve agent used on Skripals came from Russia. Ministry of Defense says so they have not be able to identify a precise source, but we have provided scientific info to the government. We have then used a number of other sources to piece together their conclusions. Yeah, it's still developing on this end though, but it goes to show you like it's more of like this huge Russian drumbeat that are trying to build up for like some sort of conflict on it to strengthen other people's positions. So it looks more political than anything, but it also doesn't add up. Especially when Russia does stuff like this.
Russia, I think it was Poland.
I don't know if it'd be Poland, but it does, but you could make a case for that because they're trying to. Because Poland is trying, you could make a case for Poland trying to do that to, keep things rocking the EU to keep them, give themselves.
I really don't know if we should be talking about this though.
Well, it's okay.
I think we should because it goes back to World War II with the whole.
Well, it's kind of a still developing thing too, though. If you think about it,
it is still developing. Not but really. I'm willing to. Yeah, but I'm. It's this is fun to talk about because it's more. It's overseas. It's something like this is something we like.
But we don't have all the facts, so we can't.
No, I think it's up for discussion.
Well, I think
really a lot of the Russia stuff is fake, though. I don't believe much of anything about Russia. I think Russia is going to be our greatest ally, and anybody who says otherwise probably doesn't know what they're talking about.
Well, it's all about the Russian mafia here in 2018. So,
well, yeah, they're crime-ridden. They're more,
organized crime families.
Well, and that's to say, like, because after the wall fell and the USSR started falling, a lot of crime families inside of Moscow did take a lot of control over there in Russia. Oh, they also straightened a lot of different things out that happened in the 90s. It was during Putin, when Putin first got in power.
Yeah, they had Sputnik up there. That was great.
When Putin finally took power into the 2000s, that's when they started to really to get great control from a lot of the mafia families, which a lot of them are still, they still have power, but not as much. And then a lot of them have moved into becoming old money inside of Russia.
Something was in the mafia. I forget about that.
I was actually reading online the other day that the Colombo family is making a comeback with their great grandson, Donnie Colombo.
I don't know about that.
There's been some recent relations with that. Somewhere. I'll try to look for the article for you.
I saw the strip club, the Russian strip club called the Vanilla Unicorn.
Yep.
All right, anyway, so accusations of recrimination between Britain and Russia are set to escalate with the news that scientists at the Portendown Military Research Facility has been unable to establish exactly where the Novichok nerve agent used to carry out the Skripal attack was manufactured. The admission comes from the day before Moscow conveys an emergency meeting of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW.
What kind of hat are you wearing?
It's a jack hat from Nightmare Before Christmas. In The Hague, it is expected to demand access to samples from the Salisbury poisoning for analysis for the Russian scientists. Russia's embassy in London responded that the Portendown assessment proves that all political declarations of the Russian origin of the crime are nothing but assumptions, not stemming from objective facts or the course of the through the course of the investigation. The development also comes after Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov suggested that the British intelligence services carried out the attempted assassination of the former MI6 agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, and claimed that it had proved beneficial in distracting attention from Theresa May's government having to make major concessions to the European Union on Brexit. So that stuff is also disrupting a lot of things when it comes to all the Brexit talk. And
so
it's almost
that Brexit thing.
Brexit?
Like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't really know.
I'm not that well versed inside like a lot of European Union topics like that. Okay. I think the
they're not European Union anymore technically, so it's not an EU thing. It's kind of just a Britain thing.
Yo, have you guys seen
Britain is still a member of the European Union, even though after they signed Brexit, they have this weird they're still together. They still haven't fully separated because they really haven't talked about like means to separate. So they're still dealing with that.
I'm just totally confused because the one guy they just talked, I don't know what to call him because he doesn't have a name. So maybe that guy could just share his name with us real quick.
You could just give him a name.
Yeah, I'm Cordell Johnson.
Okay,
well, you don't have to give him a full name. Let's keep
Cordell,
it
Cordell, how are
I'm
you?
I'm here, boss.
I'm good. How are you, Otis?
I'm doing good, but it's actually Otis' trademark, so.
Okay.
Anyway, so
Theresa May sex tape.
The what sex tape?
I don't want to
see that.
I don't want to see that. No one wants to see that. No one wants to see that.
Well, I saw it. I'm not sure if it's fake though.
All right, cool. Well, keep it to yourself then. Or if, you know,
we go ahead and let you know right now. Yeah. That was something.
All right, so. The OPCW is due to present its own conclusions on the nerve agent in the near future. It remains to be seen whether it will be able to provide definitive proof that Novichok came from Russian government facility or the echo.
Hold on a second, actually. I just want to give a shout-out to Christy Avery for cheering 100 bits on Twitch. Thank you for the donation. To
that's
the
a lot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Christy. Thanks for the bits.
Big shout-out, Christy. We love you.
All right, Gary, I kick in head. I can't even really pronounce that.
Why is that guy cheering? He's not getting the bits. What is up with that? Cordell, why are you – what's got you so excited about that? Okay, I guess he's not going to answer.
All right, so anyway, so the head of Portion Brown did not. Yeah, end of the head of Portion Brown claims that his research center has been connected in a way with a false flag operation, or that Novichok used means to come from. There's no way that anything like that would ever have come from us or leave the walls or facilities, he said. So,
you really
like,
think that the British did it to themselves? Do you think they might have done that to flip off Russia?
I don't think that either. I just think it's like there's a lot of unknowns with this, and I think a lot of with
this
the British.
Is wild.
Yeah, and
this
that's
is like a spy movie, basically. This is crazy. I never heard anything like this in my life.
Modern
I've been alive for a long time.
All right, Otis, trademark auto. Let me get this point across. But the one thing I wanted to say with the whole thing was the aspect that the reason I want to talk about it is because a lot of jump to conclusion from the British government claiming that it was Russia from the get go. And which fed into the Putin re-election campaign, talking about how the world's going on through Russia. Then jumping before the investigation was finished, they were started to expel diplomats. And then it got the United States to do the same thing. So they started to expelling they expelled diplomats, and Russia expelled diplomats. So it just started ruining relations anywhere before the investigation was ever finished. And people were just jumping to conclusions, you know, and you're watching headline after headline go after this, just drama for war. It's kind of sickening, actually, when it comes to that fact.
Really rough, the times that we're living in.
Yeah, it's pretty different.
I don't understand, you know, we had the Cold War, we had the Vietnam War, we had the Korean War, we had many wars at this time, and now we got Syria, we got Iran, we got Afghanistan. I mean, what happens if we go to war with Russia? It's like, what are we going to nuke each other to death? We can't do nothing like that. I just don't understand this at all.
Maui, you mind if I get that link of the article you're doing? I want to skim through it real quick.
Sure. I'll drop it in the ye old Twitch chat room.
Thanks, boss.
I wouldn't recommend putting it in the Discord.
Wait, what article is he reading right now? I can't see because it's blocked by the chat.
He just sent the link in Twitch.
Yeah, I dropped it on the Twitch.
Let me log back on the Twitch.
All right, so...
Sound tired.
All right, so, and that's what's going on there, and that's what, like, so, like, and that's why, like, it's really important to, like, you wait till the investigation, but, like, granted, maybe the British government's got information, they haven't released to the public yet, and they know more than we do, possibly, that's also a possibility, there's some different things that could happen. Like, to me, personally, if I had to make speculation on speculative evidence and speculate stuff, to me, it seemed like more of something that Ukraine would do to make sure that, Russia was destabilized with a lot of different European countries and other countries to make sure Russia wouldn't keep encroaching on Ukrainian soil.
Yes.
Or there's someone else inside the or other speculations, total speculation. When you want to put in, if you want to put on like tinfoil hats,
I think you're right
like
though.
That, if you want to say that someone inside of the Russian government wants to somehow destabilize Putin in his last election year to make sure he stays inside of his term limits to destabilize and be able to run a campaign against him, because if the British with the attack on British soil, it hurts a lot of the Russian old money or bunch of the Russian the wealthy Russians. As Britain decides to take property or whatnot and go after banking issues of Russia, it hurts him because, hey, you need money for elections, and if you hurt the people at the top, it affects, everything everything underneath. So
speaking of money, have you actually heard about the Martin Shkreli news?
What is that, Martin Shkreli, the guy who – is that the guy who bought the Wu-Tang album?
Yeah, this article right here.
I really hope that the article comes out because I want to read that. I mean, not the article, the album, because I want to listen to it because, I was a big Wu-Tang fan. I didn't think it was very fair for him to, have the album to himself. You know what I mean?
I actually used to go to his Discord back when he would do his streams and talk to him every now and then.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Well, that's how they was doing the album. And even like a lot of different members of Wu-Tang just call it like an official Wu-Tang album anyways. And it also kind of makes it kind of special. The other thing is, if the United States government does pick it up, maybe it'll go down in the Trump library. So the Trump presidential library, which would be weird.
Yeah.
You have to go to the Trump library to listen to
the article on Discord.
Okay.
Apparently he cried in court. I don't know if you heard about that.
Stuff like that was happening to me, and I had that
years,
much money.
Man, that's a long time.
Yeah, if that stuff
was
happening
to me,
I'd
talking a lot
of
smack on his stream about how he was going to only get a month or two.
Hmm.
Now look at him.
Yeah, well, court systems are unjust. It's what they do. We brought a lot of it back up talking about the Ross Ulbricht trial and stuff like that, so stuff happens. Speaking of Ross Ulbricht and doing stuff online, the other thing we want to bring up and talk about today is the whole idea of going dark. I'm going to talk about some things here about going dark, but if you want a nice book...
This is so relevant to me right now. Thank you. This is going to be great.
All right. If you want to go... Like, if you're looking about going dark, you really want to sit around and pick up a nice book to sit around and shows you how to secure your devices, I recommend picking up the Dark Android device. This is the 2017 edition.
How much does it cost? I might be able to buy it.
It's
$2.99 left over in my PayPal.
It's $2.99 right now for the Kindle.
You wrote this?
Huh?
Who wrote this? You did?
No, I did not read this. It was written by Brian Sovereign. Brian Sovereign wrote this. He's writing a 2018 edition, and it's actually going to come out in hardbound. But the 2017 edition is still relevant. A lot of I have the 2017 edition.
Are there pre-orders for the 2018 edition?
Not yet, no.
Oh, jeez.
Does this work for iPhones?
I gotta go get my wallet real quick. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Nope. It's just for the it's dark Android.
I gotta get my wallet real quick. Don't go anywhere.
It's the Dark Android edition. There's not for Apple. So this one, this This is a very good book about securing your Android device. So if you want to go through and make sure your Android edge minimize everything that Google uses inside the device. And it's a good book for one, just to be able to sit down and read on your own time on how to encrypt your Android device, how to use VPN securely on your Android device, and to actually understand how your Android phone and Android device works with GSM technology, or just how it works, and how much information that this device and all the sensors that are inside of it transfers to Google on a daily and hourly basis. So it shows you how to secure that device. Like I said, it's a very, very great book. If you really want to sit down, I can sit there and talk to you until you're blue in the face about this subject, but the book is perfect. You pick it up, read it, and it's an amazing book. What's up?
So I personally actually had some experience with something like this the other day. I'm a big user of Facebook for many years, but then I heard all of this stuff about Facebook selling your data to so-and-so across the freaking lake to Cambridge, whatever. I don't care who it went to. It's just not right. And so I said to myself, okay, I'm going to stop using Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. That'll really make me secure and change my life here. You know, I'm going to have them delete the data, this, that, all that. But people keep messaging me and be like, oh, you got to look at this video on Facebook. And I have to keep going back on and I can't get off it. So, you know, I don't know if this book kind of talks about like the struggles of being addicted to Facebook or something like that. But, you know, it's really rough.
Well, this book won't address that aspect of it. But the main thing that I will tell you this is, like, one, deleting your Facebook will not delete the information that Facebook has on you. And since a lot of sites...
Well, I mean, if I just delete Facebook, right? Or no, it doesn't work like that.
No. There's been tales of everything. People have found out how much Facebook has actually kept. European Union passed different laws to allow you to be able to download...
I know they do what they're doing that. I know.
They allowed you to download all the information that you gave to Facebook over the years, and people are finding out that videos that they have uploaded, photos they've uploaded to Facebook and have deleted, that Facebook still kept the information, even photos and videos that weren't even published, they were just kind of put up there for a second, then brought down or deleted, that Facebook has kept. There's no really like proof of reality that Facebook will actually delete your account information once you have given it to Facebook. So once it's there. And you also get tracked for the simple fact that most websites still use a lot of different things for Facebook, so they're still getting information from that way. That, and you also don't control other people, because other people will still post your photos and evidence of places if you've gone give that information also to Facebook. And
now, I'm curious, though. Is that still apply to me? Because I did share a couple things about Facebook not being able to, you know, I didn't sign over my rights. I basically shared a couple of those legal posts with lawyers or whatever that they write up, you know, based on the U.S. laws, you share them and it says, based on this, Facebook can't use my photos and look at them. And I think that really protected me. So I did a couple of those. But, you know, the main thing is a lot of people, you know, share pictures of their, you know, their kids, and you got to keep in contact with them on Facebook. So I don't know how to balance that between, you know, being on Facebook and, you know, not being able to see any of my friends or anything and post pictures of my little dog Buster. It's just, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't know what to do with it, because it just goes back and forth, and I can't decide, you know, do I like my privacy or do I like my friends? Because my friends will disown me if I get off Facebook, right? They're not going to talk to me otherwise, right? I mean, it's not like anybody calls up and answers the phone anymore. So it's pretty rough. I don't know what your thoughts are. I know that's a lot, but let me know what your thoughts are on that part, because, you know, I'm trying to balance it, whether or not the privacy is important.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I get that same way because I stay on Facebook because of the podcast, and it's a great way to reach people and reach out to some people. It's also some way of that I have found jobs, being a independent contractor for doing IT work. It's how I pick up work. It's through Facebook sometimes.
And you're not going to believe this, but I'm in the same field as you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's a bad field. I heard that a lot of the money's leaving that field, going towards the arts.
Okay. I don't know about that. But anyways.
I'm back. I couldn't find my credit card, so I hope this thing doesn't sell out.
Yeah, it's a digital download. It won't sell out. You'll be fine.
I don't think it will.
Yeah, it's a digital download.
I don't think it'll sell to begin with.
They got this for the iPads.
You can download it for the it's a Kindle edition. As long as something has a Kindle app.
Amazon app for the Kindle app, Amazon.
No, you can basically just run through the NEE reader thing right there.
So you can have a computer, you can just look it on your computer, web browser, whatever. It's not like, you know, you don't have to go downloading everything. You can watch it on your TV. I don't care what you do.
Is it safe from any malware or cyber attacks?
You have to judge that for yourself, wherever you download from. You have to be able to trust the source and where you do that from there. Yeah. It's all from the source that you downloaded.
Any specific antivirus software?
Cordell, it's Amazon. Amazon's not going to give you malware, okay? They're not going to do
that. It's not an Amazon book, however, so it could have malware included.
Yeah, but you're going to get it through
Cordell. You know what, hackers these days got some pretty crazy techniques up their sleeve.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
That's just not going to happen. I'm sorry, Cordell. It's not going to happen.
It's possible. I've seen the news.
What news?
Look it up.
Well, like, he's not also wrong. If somebody, like, if your DNS or anything like that was, like, someone got you in transit, technically someone could do something. But it's very unlikely from an Amazon source. But like I said, you have to trust your source, your internet connection, on before you download anything. And those are judgment calls that you have to make yourself.
Do you trust any antiviruses out there on the World Wide Web?
I do have some that I trust, but you have to find out ones that you trust based on your own different research. Of course, some of the best antivirus you could ever do is just making sure your operating system is up to date, not using an older operating system, because especially with Windows 10, as long as you keep Windows 10 updated, it actually very protects you from a lot of different viruses.
I got Windows 7.
I actually got an antivirus software. It's an execution file that I can send to you, Cordell, if you want it.
All right. Just send it to me.
What's it called? I don't remember the name. It's a bunch of numbers, but I'll send it to you. All right, don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, so going back to this, back to the Dark Angel thing. All right, got some things in the chat. U.S. and Russia have been in the game of brinksmanship since the Cuban Missile Crisis. People, for some reason, have been fanning the embers that Russia's been recovering over the last decade since the fall of the Soviet Union, in a sense that it may very well rise to Russian
nationalism. Who's the guy with the Scooby-Doo avatar? Why is he in here just sitting here all quiet? It's a little suspicious. Do you know him? He has a Scooby-Doo avatar.
I don't have a Discord open right now. Anyways, we got just one of the mods. Going back into the but the thing is, like, yeah, Russian isn't as big bad anymore, and it's trying to, but the only way Russian becomes a major power, because they have to, you know, gas prices have to go back up, which will help Venezuela out too, in a lot of different places. So Reinhold TV posted a cool article about deleting your Facebook account, what happens there. But anyways, back to the Dark Android thing.
It's impossible. They got you in their the facial.
Yeah, it just deactivates it, because you can reactivate it whenever you want. They don't actually ever delete it.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Taylor, I set up the Frentica server up today, but I kind of messed up the server when I tried to put it next to my WordPress server. And my WordPress server and the Frentica server did not get along. I kind of messed it up.
I'm sorry.
I uploaded it when I put them together.
I'm sorry. What is Frentica?
Frentica is a decentralized solution for social networking. It allows you to own your own node, your own network, so you can control.
Oh, that's really cool. I was actually just going to ask you about that. I was going to say, you know, if you were going to go off Facebook, you know, you obviously still want to have. I think there's always a place for social media. It's called Frentica.
Yes.
Let me look this up.
Yes, Frentica, Disaspera. There's GNU Social. There's also
Can you delete your profile off Frentica, or is it a virus like Facebook?
I don't think Facebook is a virus. Maybe how you view it, but Facebook is a virus.
Well, yeah, the way he's viewing it, I think, is what he means.
Yeah, the way you view it, it's probably that way. So, yeah, there's that. But, Taylor, I will probably – I apologize because I did that. I did mess that up. I will go ahead. I will try to fix Frentica before this and get this set up for you. I will definitely do it before the next Loki wall. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was just trying to make it better, and I made everything worse. And I've got to get my WordPress site back up, and I've got to get it up before Friday. So I'm going to concentrate on that, because that ticks me off that that's down, and I've got to fix that.
This is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I love, like, Frenica. Which is cool thing is, like, before Facebook really starts to put up its walled garden, Frenica and Facebook used to talk to each other. You should, if you had a Frenica node, you could have communicated and shared pictures with people on Facebook just being on Frenica. Matter of fact, a lot of people who I communicated with people that I thought was on Facebook, they were originally on, they were just on Frenica, and it was... It just saddens like me, like when you watch that wall garden get blocked up while Facebook decided to wall itself off, become this wall garden, and now they're pushing for regulation because right now they've kind of got a monopoly on social networking. They're one of the largest titans, and if they get regulation put on social network and social like media websites, they will make sure to insist. They will basically instill their monopoly for years to come to make sure there will be no rival to Facebook ever, because they'll make sure there's regulation in place so no one can create something else to rival it. So, it's a sad place.
It's really rough when they just put their. You know, they put their business needs, you know, I think really, honestly, a company should be out there to, you know, help the human race. And these guys are out here just trying to make money and they're a bunch of assholes because of that. And, you know, I don't appreciate that. But I think this Frenica thing, you know, being decentralized, they're not trying to make money, obviously. You know, that's cool. I'm definitely going to see, you know, read some more about this because this is huge. I didn't even know anything like this existed besides Bitcoin with the blockchain bullshit. So that's great.
Yeah, a lot of some things on blockchains are bullshit. But I really hate that whole blockchain for blockchain's sake bullcrap stuff. The stuff that people do to, like, oh, we put this thing on the blockchain. Well, why? That can be simply done with
regular code. Yeah, they use it like a buzzword. They jump up and down, flap their wings, go to the meetings, get money.
Oh, that's called crap. You use the crap buzzword on the Apple iStore, but the developer took it down because of harassment.
You'll feel bad because you've got some morals because you could just like make some product and go like, and we put this on the blockchain. It's a library on the blockchain. That's different. That's actually pretty good. The library project on blockchain to be decentralized library. That's a kind of pretty cool idea. But the also idea of like, oh, look, it's going to be, you know, a cloud server based off of blockchain and everything's going to be owned. I'm like, oh, come on, there's no point. As long as it's now like stuff like, was like made.
Minecraft server on the blockchain servers. That'd be really cool. A Minecraft blockchain server.
I don't know. Like the, I did like when they had like the was it crypto animals, little cute little crypto animals that someone put on the Ethereum project and crashed the Ethereum network. That was hilarious. You know, I was kind of upset I didn't get into that. I was like, that's freaking hilarious watching that happen and watching take down that network.
I went my knees over that one.
Yeah, that was All right, so. All right, back into going dark. Let's concentrate. Let's go about going dark.
I just want to say, before you get back into that, just one thing. I really appreciate what you're trying to do here on this show. And I think everybody that's watching probably has the same kind of mentality as me on this one. But, you know, what you're doing here is something unique and different. And it's definitely needed in the Twitch space. And you're already informing people about a lot of things. So once again, thanks a lot for this show. I'm going to step away for a second, but I'll be still be listening. But I really, like I said, you guys, you know, what you're doing on this show is fantastic so far. So thanks a lot for having the show. And you know, I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Otis Trademark. I appreciate that.
You said you're in IT, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Where do you work, if you don't mind me asking?
Currently, right now, I'm just an independent contractor. I just pick up contracts on Upwork or anywhere else, and I just work jobs right now.
Oh, all right. So you don't have a job?
No, I'm an independent contractor. I just pick up, like...
Damn, he got you, boy. He got you.
I pick up jobs right now. Currently, I don't have, like a working job right now because I finished all
that's
them
what I was
at
saying.
The end
I'm
of...
I got a job.
Yeah, I finished all of them.
No
yeah.
shame in it.
Yeah, no. I'm not
Wait, do you live off the government paychecks?
No.
So you don't collect unemployment?
Then you're fine
nope.
With me.
I do not collect unemployment anymore.
Your own business. You're an entrepreneur, and I respect that. You got my respect.
Yep.
I guess that means a lot these days, huh?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, man. You know, you're a good man.
Well, thank you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. You're going to judge the guy he's a good man because he don't live off the government? Come on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shitheads that don't live off the government. What are you talking about?
Well, he's not a shithead, that's for sure.
But how do you know is what I'm telling you.
All right, all right. That's neat. All right, putting that to the side, let's talk about going dark. We're talking about going dark, all right? And
We gotta go dark, folks. The government's tracing every single thing we do. We gotta go dark now before it's too late.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right about that. It's
like
not
a
more
game
of a
called Watch Dogs.
I have never played that game. It does. It, to me, it doesn't look like it had good reviews. But anyways, but about the going dark, because going dark, yeah. It goes into several different layers, and for what people see it as. Because one, there's going dark against the like just for you got the security. You have to understand it's kind of like just like the Onion Routing Protocol or Tor. You just many freaking layers. You put many freaking layers between the data that you want to protect and the people who want to see it. Can you protect against everything? No, you cannot. Eventually, with enough time, nope. money, and resources, someone will be able to break just about anything, giving enough time and resources and desire to get into it. Even the best nope. encryption will be broken.
Right now, scouting out your houses. They got these like thermals. I don't know how to – I guess thermal binoculars. They can see through the walls of your homes, and they can get your heat sensor and everything. It's crazy. It's like a Predator movie.
Well, yeah, we're doing IR stuff, but they are anyway. So back to the like going dark in electronic devices. So like one thing you can use for different things, like you could easily go dark against people who want to mine you for different ads. One thing you can do is watch with DNS server that you're using. Your if you use Google DNS or the DNS that comes with your from your ISP, they do mine where you go and what places you go. They use that for mining for to send you advertisements. The one way to get past that is to use a different DNS. Like I said, Google does the same thing too. So using 8.8.8.8, that does that doesn't won't protect you there. So using one of the open DNSs which block advertisements, that helps you go dark in that aspect. Now, open DNS is not open source. It's not like a like open source thing. Protocol like everything else, but they use a they just call themselves open DNS that you can use, get into it, and it helps block advertisements. So you've got that to protect yourself. Open DNS is Jesus also Christ. Very good for using open DNS to help to mitigate like your network or monitor your network, especially if you have teenagers and kids. You can also make sure that you can
let somebody else
DNS.
Talk.
You can also use open DNS to basically make sure that anyone on your network is getting on. You can schedule their times, which it's what's the program that I recommend and send through for people that will allow that have kids or children. It's I recommend using an open DNS program, but it's also good for your own security.
Step away real quick to have a sandwich. I'll be right back.
Okay. So you've got that. So that's protecting your DNS. The other thing is using virtual private networks or VPNs. This is the biggest kicker. I probably should if given more time, I'm sure you guys had to boot up an open VPN server, which is really cool. It doesn't take that much, but I can actually, there's a simple script on GitHub. It's called if I can remember the name of it. It's I want to say it's the Road Warrior script, which shows you how to easily boot up a VPN server in a matter of minutes. But if I send you that script and show you guys how to just boot up the script, you're just a script kiddie, you just boot up a script, you have no idea the technology or anything that happened from it. So I'm not going to just show you the script. I'm going to show you the technology behind it and how to really set it up so you know what happened. But afterwards, go ahead and use the script. Once you know how to use the script and what's going on and so you can edit the script yourself, it's all better for you. So, but the VPN, depending on where you put it, it won't block you from like the three letter agencies or people with the shiny shoes. It won't let you block you from them. But it will block it also from your ISP. So your ISP is also not mining you for advertiser data. It also helps using a VPN like that. Will also protect you if you go to like a coffee shop and you want to make sure, like, say someone's using like the evil Wi-Fi pineapple on the network and they're sniffing you, doing man-in-the-middle attacks. It'll tone your data safely through public Wi-Fi and let you get to the open and clear internet service, preventing you you trust your VPN where your server's at. Now, you can go to other VPN companies, and they got really cool and easy clients. I believe Google just, Google made one. I think it was called Outline that you just did. Outline is really cool. But you've got to trust Google, and right now Google sells ads. But right now Google made a very easy VPN server for people who aren't that tech savvy that wants to, you know, like, and it's meant for journalists and stuff like that, or people talking to, like, whistleblowers, which, personally, I'm not too, like, keen on trusting the Google who works for the federal government to, you know, keep me protected from, like, whistleblowing against the government. So, you know, there's that. So that's why, hey, if you're going to do it, I say roll your own and use Tor. When it comes to using the Tor browser, Tor has gotten a lot faster now that internet speeds have gotten faster, and hopefully a lot of people who have gigabit connections and higher speed connections start rolling your own Tor nodes. Rolling Tor nodes have become very, very easy, and now that people aren't just putting them on Raspberry Pi, people have got leftover Core 2 Duos and old Core 2 Quads in the back, and they're able to roll through and put Tor nodes on those, which is an amazing idea. You know, so a lot of these high speed Tor nodes are out there now. Tor is really cool, and I recommend that everyone, if you've got an old computer, you've got an old Atom, you've got an old computer, have that thing running Tor in the background. One, you download the Onion Routing Protocol, like the Tor node package. That helps out anyone who really needs to use Tor in your neighborhood that needs to download that. And if you ever need to use it, hey, it's already downloaded. You're just updating it. Like I said in the past, a lot of people get found out that they're using Tor because they just now instantly download Tor browser and they use it. So they get kind of like picked out of the crowd because, you know, they've had behavior that's went outside the norm. So if you're always constantly using Tor in the background on a background computer, when you start using Tor, that's unusual. The other thing with it is, if you need to send something out like it's there, or if, let's say, someone like a neighbor or someone else needs to use Tor to get some of the information out, you've also helped hide this person because now you're not looking in a square mile radius of people who, you know, have used Tor, you know, like who's using Tor. Now, instead of just one person, they can get this person, they got like 10, 30, 50, 100 people they have to interview and find out who's using Tor. So you help hide people in the crowd. It's perfect. It's beautiful. It's amazing. I love it. All right. So VPNs, the DNS, using Tor, going dark also is encrypting your device. If you encrypt your device, if someone finds your device or gets a hold of your device, let's say someone steals my RAID machine sitting over here. They steal this machine, they start pulling out drives and want to read through this, go ahead. Get through my crypt, okay? My crypt encryption. If you can get through that, bust that, you deserved all that information there. Just same with my Android devices or my other hard drives. You got to break the encryption first. Good luck. Now, like I said, I say good luck because, like I said, with enough time, resources, they'll break it. You know, or if they went to, or like, and they weren't really help you that much from, you know, three-letter agency vet, because if you memorize the password, they can three-letter noodle. They can wet noodle you to death until you figure out, until you tell them your password. So, there's that. Alright, so, we went hard drive, internet traffic bumping, let's see, what else is going dark? Reinhold, did I miss anything?
You just go to use an intranet as opposed to an internet. No one can get on your intranet.
That's true. A lot of different places. Is that Nice?
Yeah. His knees.
I'm here in North Carolina. Like, I was hoping Stone was here because I'm there in Georgia, and like he always has that girl with him. I told him I was gonna fucking cuck him, dude. So like I'm right here, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, cucks are heroes. Let's see.
But yeah, internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Government uses it all the time, like to tap into servers. You can't access it from the outside. You have to be on their intranet.
Yeah, so it basically shells and protects it because it keeps those resources like that. So if you had like a community intranet and you store your files locally, stuff like that, so I think there's a lot of different communities that uses that. They put their NAS boxes of like movies and videos. A lot of neighborhoods have that type of thing where they share music, videos, or just like their own like social like networking for the neighborhoods on intranets. But yeah, that's a good way. There's also several different projects like that out in Detroit. They talk about it. They're setting up their own small little internet site. The other thing with going with it is encrypting your emails and using a lot of different PGP encryption to encrypt your emails. One thing that you can use to help encrypt your emails is using PGP encryption, which one thing is you could use.
Yeah, I'm back. That was a really good sandwich, by the way.
That's good. Which one thing you could use is Keybase.io. It is what I'm on. You can find me on. You can get my PGP encryption off of Keybase.
Wait, what do you want? Key,
Keybase.io. Keybase.io is a really cool place that helps you spin up your own PGP encryption, like your encryption key. So it gives you your public and your private key. Your private key is your own private key. You use your private key to decrypt messages sent to you. Use your public key. You take someone's public key, which is public, this is what everyone uses, and use someone's public key to encrypt a message and you send it to someone. When someone sends you the information, you use your public key, you use your private key to crack it. You open it up. Basically, it's a business of, like when they call encryption just basically math, you basically use a math formula, a crypto cipher to take.
I just want to point out that you met your follower goal, guys. Thank you so much for following the channel. We got 60 out of 60 followers, guys. Great work.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. We did do it. Thank you.
Are you an officer?
Shout out, everybody. Yeah. Sorry, what was that, Schmeet?
I said, are you an officer here?
No, I'm just a big fan of the channel.
All right.
So, anyways, so Keybase helps set that up. Now, remember when I was talking way back when I saw if I knew we would have this big response in the Discord, like I fathomed this many people to jump through the Discord server, I would have went to Keybase first. I would have made everybody move into Keybase space one because we can control the node and we can own it and control it. Two, that it's we can be able to do end-to-end encryption between our different devices and be able to talk to each other. So basically, all our communications on Discord
as we talk
would be encrypted. The what?
I said, now how does that work?
What work?
The encryption.
How does encryption work? It depends on what encryption you're talking about, how it works.
Well,
but
do you go through Discord if it's owned by Discord?
I didn't say you'd use the encryption through Discord. I said if we had this type of connection, like we would have had I would have moved you to keybase.io stuff, different server, so we could have own that server and be able to do end-to-end encryption between everybody, or just end-to-end encryption just to the server itself. So, for the confusion.
No, that was my bad.
It's okay.
Sorry.
And that's what I said. But it's really cool. Go on Keybase, create a very easy PGP key. And then you'll be able to share it to your Twitter followers or people you can follow on Twitter, and people can see your PGP encryption key. You can also follow somebody and verify that you follow somebody. So let's say that you're following me on Keybase.io. And I decided to switch out my PGP cipher because, for some reason, I wanted to either I lost my private key, or I feel my private key was compromised, which has happened before because I let someone use my laptop, and I didn't think that I had my I forgot to, that I left my private key on there. Now, granted, I couldn't prove that this person got on my machine, copied my private key or did anything to that private key. I didn't trust it, so I just made another private key, and then and switched out my public key and issued it back on keybase.io. But if you was following me on there, you could easily have picked it up and be able to send me. Okay, what's up?
I was looking at your Steam profile, and you got a My Little Pony avatar.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the My Little Pony series?
I am a fan of the My Little Pony that Lauren Faust did because I really liked her Powerpuff Girls when I was growing up. I really loved the series, and the newer series I really, really like. It's
Jesus
pretty fun.
Christ, Jesus.
I like it. It's fun.
Jesus, baby.
What?
Oh, my God. How could you like that shit? What's wrong with you?
Well, I like it because it's really fun show. It just enjoys me. I love the storyline from it, and I like the comedy.
I think he left.
Yeah, and I like the storyline from it. It's comfortable. It's fun, and it's also I like the friendship aspect of it. And it helps. I think watching the show, a lot of people become a little more friendly from it, or just reaching out to other people.
The guy said it a little too harshly, but I agree with him somewhat. I mean, it's a cartoon, I guess you could say, for kids, but, to each their own. I won't judge you. It's fine with me.
Yeah, see? Well, yeah, but the thing is, you could point anything to it in any audience, but it all depends on if you want to digest or accept that medium.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Google
You're lagging really bad. I think the FBI's hacking you.
Yeah, he's getting hacked.
I'm in the fucking...
Yeah, he's getting hacked. Yeah, he's or droned. He's possibly getting droned. Could be getting droned.
We're live in Iraq, man. We're live in Iraq.
Yeah, Jesus. They got ISIS and stuff over there. Be careful.
Yeah, farts and nuking friendship is mandatory. Okay, yep, yep. I think they finally finished droning him off. they double trapped him. I'm trying to find in the Discord. I can't find it. Brian Holes, that article you posted about that that other DNS server. Was it you or Justin that posted about the DNS server?
It was me. It was the new Cloudflare DNS 1111.
I haven't read that. I haven't read that yet. You want to talk about it?
What a little bit I know about it is that it's so Google has a public DNS that everybody's been using, the 8888. What they've done is they put together a network that is actually faster and more responsive and more secure than what Google's doing. So it's run by Cloudflare. Cloudflare. And so you can set your DNS to it instead of Google. One of the things I liked about it was that they do have, it's a distributed nodes. So they have a lot of DNS servers around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is in Indianapolis. So that's a lot closer than what we were getting with Google. In the millisecond response time is about half of what you're seeing with Google. So you get a lot faster responses with it. And they have the built-in DNS security stuff with it too.
Ooh, I do love indie DNS. Like the other thing is other reason why Google's DNS is so slow is because a lot of people do use it. Second, they also use it to they mine data off it. They send you ads, so it sucks on that aspect too.
Yep. I added you on Steam, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just like OpenDNS, there's other different servers out, DNS servers out there that you can use. Like I said, the OpenDNS is perfectly fine. Let's see, if I can. I should probably do really talk about OpenDNS and setting it up because I have had to. This is, I get a lot of from a lot of the different because I'm also a stay-at-home dad, and I meet up with a lot of parents
How many children do you have?
Just one. Just the one.
Are they?
Gunther's okay. From a lot of the parents that I interact with are still on the stroller meetups on Wednesday, and they find out that I'm IT. They also come, they give me concerns, and a lot of things I do for them is to show them about and how to set up OpenDNS for the web filtering and the to take the one, obliterate ads off your network or just the filtering. You can set it up so not only can you, if you let's say you've got teenagers on your network and you don't want to filter everything out and you want to give them the biggest trust in the world and let them go with the network, hey, you can use OpenDNS. You can also get a printout of everything that's has gone through your network too, all the things. So you can trust your teenagers, then go back and read through and communicate to them hey, I noticed at midnight you got on and you were searching on who knows what, on Reddit.
A little awkward, the discussions. Sorry, I had a voice crack. So, anyways, folks.
Yeah, so one, it's your children, they're using your network, and you need to, watch their communications because, at the end of the day, you're trying to protect them from the outside world and all the outside forces. And if you understand the internet is basically the world, or the most dangerous street you've ever been on is basically the internet, and the front door is a computer screen or a tablet screen. So, you're trying to monitor who comes in and out of that door. So, just like any network, you should monitor.
You got security systems or cameras?
Yeah, yeah.
My nigga.
Can you not use that word?
Wait, what?
Do you not use that word here on the server, please?
Yeah, sorry, I just meant like my friend.
Okay, like well, just well, then use that then, okay, please.
All right, my homie, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. All right, sorry. So,
I didn't say ER.
Doesn't matter. All right, so, talked about going dark. We went over the.
I'm really sorry.
You're fine. You went over that. We did all these different things like that. So, anything else? Or anything else you guys want to bring up?
I do want to talk about a new game on Steam called Rust.
Rust? We do gaming streams on Fridays. But Rust? Oh. What's Rust?
So, it's actually a survival game. It's pretty cool. You spawn naked with a rock, and you gather resources. And you just try to survive and fight other players. You know, you build bases. It's really cool. You should check it out.
So it's kind of like 7 Days to Die. It's got like a zombie or something like that in it.
Oh, there's no zombies. There's just animals and there's like scientists. It's kind of hard to explain, but if you look at it on the Steam store, it's pretty cool.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to check out the rest then. I really do like interesting games, especially something to get me off Paladins or some other game that I've been playing.
Yeah.
I do want to get back into playing Payday 2 and try to beat Magicka finally. Really needed that. That's
oh,
in the back.
I love Magicka.
Yeah, that's back
especially
in
the Vietnam one.
That one's kind of, yeah, that one's neat. So, all right. So, looks like we're going to end this one early. So, I'm going to.
Oh, actually, one more discussion I did want to bring up.
What's that?
Niggers.
Are you happy? Did that make you feel good?
And we're done with that bullcrap.
Really?
I have no words.
I don't know either. I don't know. That made him happy. He got to get on and say his little words. Ooh, you know, like
yeah.
I appreciate people coming in and talking. That was, you know, like honestly, like some people like you know, I appreciate that. That was like, you know, that was, you know, carried a conversation. That was pretty neat up until the end. Then it got kind of, you know, like that was kind of childish. You know, so.
Childish is not the word I would use for that. Yeah. Well, inbred yokel, maybe?
Yeah. Well, anyways, like I said, gonna wrap this sucker up here early. Keep in mind that we got Liberty and Chill on Friday. We got a Liberty Chill after that. Another Friday, All That Triton. And then on 4/20, we're having the Liberty and Chill was going to be at the Stack Pickle. I never got my Stack Pickle invite from Aaron Ewert. You know who you are. Never got my invite, so I made my own invite, even though you were at Stack Pickle today, and I had to get an invite. So I had to make my own. You're not invited, Aaron Ewert. Okay? You're not invited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at 4/20, we're going to have, we're going to be at the Stack Pickle. For Liberty and Chill, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's also the day right before my birthday, so it's the last day I'll be 32. It'll be you know, Liberty and Chill, because doing what I want to do for my birthday is talk politics and talk around and hang out with people. So the thing, if you're worried and you don't know what you want to get me for my birthday, donate some bits to the IRL stream that day. So go ahead, farm bits all month, and I'll see you there on that Friday. Also, just show up and have conversations with me. I love talking with people. I love weird conversations, conspiracy theories, politics. That's for my birthday. Bring those conversations there. You do not have to. Like I said, I'm not like this one thing that Dear Leader has said that. Some people like show their loves in a different way. Hey, I show love on just spending time with me. That's how I need love shown to me. Just people spending time with me. Not, face to face, Farkin Nugan. Face to face, okay? I like people who spend time to me, not buying me gifts. You can, if you want to buy me something, go ahead, but you don't have to. I prefer just spending time with me. And if you really do think about buying me gifts, buy Gunther something, okay? Gunther loves stuff, okay? Right. Yes, the horrors of the meat space. I was hoping to be able to also throw up the Prendica stuff today, but I'm sorry, I kind of broke it. I apologize. But definitely be up by next Wednesday. I'm very, very sorry. I'm probably going to work on fixing my WordPress server for the rest of the week and get this thing all back normal. So, does anyone have anything they want to shout out before I end the stream? Okay. All right. Then I'm going to end the stream. Everyone have a very, 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 very fun rest of the week. Don't forget to tune in the Wheel Libertarians tomorrow. And I will see a lot of you guys on the IRL stream on Friday. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Am I?